Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, one way or another, we're back live from Chicago. The technical challenges between WhatsApp and the international calls, but we got our Sarah Turner, who's joining me, is the CEO, co-founder of SaraThrive, the healing red light neurotechnology company. She is a rebel scientist. Hey, Sarah, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Really lovely to be here.
I love to match accents with you guys from UK, and we are on UK radio next week, all week, so I'll be letting you know. Sarah, give us some background on your science research background and your neurotherapy.
Sure. I started out in pharmaceuticals, and now I've moved into neurotechnology. So I started out really in drug delivery devices. Now I'm in light delivery devices. But I'm basically following a neuroscience background.
You know, it's interesting. Years ago, the famous Nikken, magnetic technology company in Japan, did have fabrics, far infrared fabrics for elbows and foot ankle, et cetera, bed sheets. And far infrared, then, a healing energy would warm a cold tissue and would cool a hot tissue. It was like really way out science. And light therapy's come a long way, far infrared, when it comes to healing. And that's the excitement that you're bringing into, whether it's the brain health and gut health, with what you're doing with the SaraThrive, correct?
That's right, yes. This is the same technology. It's red and near-infrared. And near-infrared will actually penetrate quite deeply into the body. And in fact, it will actually go onto the surface of the brain. So I use a device that does the gut and the brain at the same time, because you're able to actually activate cellular processes, activate the mitochondria, and actually get the target the brain directly, just using light on the outside of the body.
You know, what's interesting is, again, where I've had people from all over the world in the world of concussions talking, very excited about hyperbaric oxygen and concussions. But there's also been a lot of excitement with what you're talking about with concussions. But the topic of brain health has become a very, very big deal. And the neuroscience connection has also become a very, very big deal. And the whether it's cosmetic and people are using far infrared for youth and anti-aging on their face, or is much more deeper therapeutic. And you get into the science with the also when you're talking about the heat therapy.
That's right. That's right. Because the body's so responsive to light. So really, you can use light for a lot of applications. So you're right, you can use it for a cosmetic purpose. But of course, the more interesting thing is to use it for things like brain health. But basically, you're stimulating the same part of the cellular machinery. You're stimulating the mitochondria. So whether you're targeting the gut or the brain or the skin, it's a similar biological effect. But the evidence for a brain health function is really building at the moment. So I think that's the most exciting place to be.
Well, especially today, again, the world of concussions, there's almost nothing bigger in the sports world. From the National Football League on down and everything that's gone on over the years regarding that situation. And at the same time, tremendous issue and interest, Sarah, in gut health.
Yes.
Something, again,
yes,
that nobody talked about. Now it's getting tremendous attention, you know, whether we're talking about senior citizens or with both of your technologies in the area of high performance, right?
That's right, because gut health is so intrinsically linked to brain health. And even things like concussion, you know, there's evidence that it actually changes the microbiome profile because it's a bio-directional pathway. So looking after your gut is kind of makes sense if you're thinking about even a brain protective function. You want to have less inflammation in your body. So healing the gut, healing leaky gut, is one of the most important things you can do for your brain health from so many angles, neurotransmitters, sleep.
What's
so, yes, gut health is now becoming very important in brain health.
Yes. Well, what is the connection, again, between the nutrition side of things, which is so huge? You know, I talk all the time on the Sports Doctor. I call it the new medicine. And number one is eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. Number two is keep moving, whether you want to go to the gym, whether you want to be a walker, Pilates. Number three is reducing stress. So where do you seek the connection between gut health, light therapy, and the world of nutrition?
Well, firstly, I think you need to heal your gut before you think about nutrition. So something like red light therapy, where you're actually mending those tight junctions, is the first thing to do before you think about what food you're putting in or supplements or probiotics.
What kind of, is the CERA, your first product, what kind of product does works light therapy? Are you talking about, for instance, a piece of equipment that someone would put over their abdomen, for example, if they were using this technology? What are we talking about?
Yeah, just a simple light pad that goes over the abdomen. So you're targeting the organ directly. I mean, of course, there's a systemic effect in light therapy, which is why you can use the gut to treat the brain.
Okay.
But you can target the gut directly.
Yes, and we're talking about something with no side effects, which we make a very big deal about on the Sports Doctor when we're talking with the holistic Eastern culture, you know, the Western culture with surgery, pills, and good luck with the health insurance companies in that regard. What is the relationship of Serathrive? Tell us a little bit about Serathrive. What's the website people can go to find out about that?
So, yes, you're right. It's Serathrive. It's C-E-R-A, you know, like cerebellum, cerebral. Serathrive, serathrive.com. And we have a lot of information on there about how light penetrates the gut, how it works in relation to the brain, and how you can use this very simple, non-toxic, non-invasive therapy for things like concussion or mood enhancement, even prevention.
Well, that's a big deal, prevention. Prevention with a capital P. When we're talking about the interest in dementia and Alzheimer's and aging and such a big deal, again, when we're talking about, again, the group, the that one, and we got hung up with the technology with Olaf, our supposedly first guest. We never got him with the craziness with the WhatsApp phone numbers and whatever. And I've been on live radio for like 40 years, give or take a few weeks. But we have a lot of excitement over the past 7 years where our show is played on UK Health Radio, which has got millions of listeners, lots of excitement. And a lot of it, again, is on the prevention side, the anti-aging side. And again, as a neuroscientist, and a lot of people still don't know how to quite describe exactly, you know, what that means. When we're talking about the relationship with science and medicine, there's a lot of positives and there's a lot of challenges, right?
That's right. And I think prevention is a hard sell because most people don't think about, you know, their health until something goes wrong. But certainly things like light therapy can apply a very low-level stress. And when you have a low-level stress happening to the body, what happens is usually the body comes back more resilient. So you're able to help with blood flow.
We want to talk more about that. I want to talk to you again about those far infrared wraps, again, that whether or not that science really still exists, you know, with the applications of products. When we come back, we're talking across the pond here with Sarah Turner and a research scientist on The Sports Doctor, and we'll be right back with her. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. Again, we're having some bouncing with our technical challenges with these WhatsApp connections, but we still have, I think, Sarah Turner, who is the CEO and co-founder of Sarah Thrive, which is a healing red light and neurotechnology company. Sarah, you still with me?
I'm still with you, Bob.
Great. You know, as a sports podiatrist, when I hear your connection of physics and the importance of physics and all this neuroscience, we go back many times. Physics is what foot function and biomechanics of the body is all about. This is one of the biggest sciences of when I'm putting orthotics in figure skaters' skates and athlete shoes and super seniors' shoes, and we're talking about alignment and balance, we're talking physics. So since this show has got a comedy side to it, in one regard to another, with some mix-ups, I just wanted to bring that up. Again, when we're talking, Sarah, about the relationship between the neuroscientist connection and the psychology, psychiatry, medical connection, this is a new connection. I know it is in the United States. Is that the situation also in England, where we've got the challenges of the science side as it mixes in to high performance, injury prevention, and the neuroscience? I call it the mental game. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the US is a little bit ahead with this, integrating this kind of science into performance and sports.
Yes, this is a big deal with my show, The Sports Doctor, is all of these connections. Although Sarah, 2 months ago from the Netherlands, I had a guest on. By the way, we had him on WhatsApp. But Gerard is a Taoist, and he was talking about lifestyle changes and things that are so important from 2,500 years ago, the Tao, and how it's such a big deal today. The mental game and how this neuroscience mixes in. And you're in the middle of all of it, aren't you?
Yeah, and I mean, interesting, thinking about ancient wisdom, I mean, really a lot of the stuff we're talking about is bringing in more kind of primitive ways of being, like embracing the light, embracing grounding, you know, all things that our bodies are actually designed for. So the same with kind of our mental state, you know, being able to be ready for the day.
But on the physical side, when we're talking about, again, the idea of fabrics, for example, and the far infrared fabrics of 20 years ago, whatever it was, which were designed to equalize the body's response. So if there was a cold reaction with a recent problem, this would warm the tissues, or arthritis, warm the tissues, or if it was something where there was inflammation, new inflammation, it would maybe cool them down, regulate the temperature. Do those products still exist?
Yes, we're very deficient in near-infrared. Our bodies crave it. And when we give our bodies this near-infrared, yes, our bodies can return to homeostasis. It's very interesting.
How about the saunas? How about saunas, which are getting a lot of excitement, adding saunas, getting, you know, the far infrared sauna for overall body health? Is that also something that you recommend?
Of course, anything that is extremes of temperature, that's really also how our bodies have evolved. But it's a different form of near-infrared light to the photobiomodulation. It's longer wavelength. Okay. That's when we experience it as heat. When we're using these light therapies, it's a purely photonic effect.
Okay, and if somebody says, you know, I've got GI issues, I've got irritable bowel, I've got Crohn's, I've got other problems, and I want to use light therapy to help, this is something that could be helpful locally in that respect?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't mention disease states.
Right.
But certainly things like digestive discomfort, bloating, all of those things respond very well to this kind of therapy.
Now, this is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. This is a very common problem here.
Yes, for sure. 10% of the population.
Yes, and the pandemic didn't help any of us. You know, we've got so much pressure, the social media side of things. We talk about all of this, again, on the Sports Doctor, when we're dealing with the two things that are very important, which how do we prevent problems? How do we prevent injuries? And number two, we're indicated, how do we enhance performance? How do we use these far infrared technologies with meditation, maybe, with relaxation, in order to enhance brain function or anti-aging. This is something that Sarah Thrive is helpful for?
That's right. Really, that's why we developed it. It's just to take people from a baseline to better. So really, you know, the whole thing about longevity, nobody wants to live longer if their brain's not working.
Yeah.
You know, you really want to have a healthy lifespan, not just a long lifespan.
What was that? What was that? From what to better? From baseline to better?
Yes, from baseline to better. So wherever you're at, you can improve.
Well,
you know, that's really what we're trying to focus on.
Without side effects, without medicine, holistic side, you know, whether I'm talking to individuals who are working with the massage therapy or acupuncture, or all sorts of other situations. My young figure skaters used to do visualization 25 years ago, and the sports world thought they were nuts in many instances. Mm-hmm. Now we've seen tremendous attention. How can we reduce stress on our body? And what we're saying is that light therapy is something that continues to get more and more excitement. As we're watching, this is why I wanted to connect you with the world of hyperbaric oxygen. When it comes to brain health, have you guys made that connection?
Yes, and actually I have worn my device inside a HBOT chamber. I think it's a very synergistic effect.
That's a synergistic, which is, again, a very important. We're looking at adding things on that could be helpful without causing more trouble. When we're talking ages in the world of what Sarah Thrive does, and we're talking talented youngsters, does this fit in when it comes to dealing with some of these concerns in adolescence?
For sure. And in fact, I've got my nephew using it because here in England, we're obsessed with football. And they still teach young kids to do headers. You know, all of these things where you're potentially having these small, low-level impacts. Yes. You can do something using this as a preventative.
The topic today on the Sports Doctor's In segment is why we continue to allow football players, when they're celebrating, yes, to bang each other's helmets. I've been screaming about that for like 30 years. and we were very, very involved in positive things on the exercise side and the holistic side of diabetes. We're going to get you involved in the future with that. But we've been playing it by ear with Sarah Turner, the co-founder and CEO of Sarah Thrive. Sarah, quickly, give me the website again. People can find out about you and your work.
It's sarathrive.com, C-E-R-A, Thrive.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on quickly. We'll be back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, we are back.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Right. I think we're back. We backed up. Yes. With the sports doctor. Yeah, I don't know what that, they must have me, maybe I'm still on. So are we good now?
I think that might be the issue. You might not be connected to, yeah,
app.
Probably connected. That's what she was hearing.
Yes.
Isn't that odd? Anyways,
so it says now take notes on this call or whatever. I'm just going to go with you. I'm not doing anything.
No worries. 5-4-3-2-5.
Hey, everybody. The adventure continues, the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and their topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom. We answer a few emails if we have time. Again, my apologies to Olav Alexander, the famous sports scientist from Norway. Somehow we just, with the WhatsApp, we lost them. And thank God Doug and DBS are going to clean it up. We did have Sarah Turner. And next week we're going to continue with some great, the queen of biohacking, Dr. Lauren Leva. She's a doctor of physical therapy, and she's going to be joining us. And we'll talk a lot about biohacking in the future. Most people still don't know what the heck it is. It's lifestyle changes for the positive. Paying attention to your nutrition, paying attention to exercise, etc. That's what biohacking is, paying attention to anti-aging. Then Ted Rice, talking about body transformation coach, celebrity trainer. He'll be our second guest. The following week, we're going to talk about nutrition, areas of eating, challenges in so many ways. That's part of our new medicine with Amber Romanoff. And then Dr. Brody Miller will be adding his sports psychology and I think some magic may be mixed in to the scenario. You know, my Dr. Bob wisdom we touched on with my guest, Sarah, talking about concussions, light therapy, hyperbaric oxygen prevention. And I brought up a pet peeve, which is in the world of football, when they're celebrating, they knock heads. They can on college and the pros, almost all of them do it. Each one is harmless until you times it by hundreds. Routine, micro trauma. The brain experts in all areas of concussion health are talking about repetitive trauma besides the explosive force of a concussion injury. So everybody, coaches, parents, players, back off that. Slap hands, dance in the end zone, do what you want. Don't bang helmets. It's just not smart. You're causing trouble, and you're doing it very early. Set an example. I want to talk about with the Dr. Bob Wisdom a little bit here again about my involvement in the area of juvenile type 2 diabetes. Handing up the sports medicine, the exercise side for the LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention Alliance, which has been headed in the past over 12 years by an old medical podiatry professor of mine, Dr. Larry Rubin, who's out there in Las Vegas, and the great work he's done on just the awareness of the thousands of amputations, diabetes-related, that 80% of them could be prevented. What? And again, LEAP. And now the renaming over the past couple of decades, whatever it is, of what was type 2 diabetes. There's type 1. People are born with an insulin problem, a pancreas concern. And type 2, which is a many times lifestyle, obesity, nutrition-related situation where all of a sudden there were deluges of teenagers with prediabetes and diabetes and obesity concerns. People who listen to the sports doctor know it's I've been talking about childhood obesity forever, and we're still in the middle of a tremendous challenge of childhood obesity, especially in the world of social media. And the fact that in elementary school, everybody makes the team. By junior high school, it's 1 out of 10. By high school, it's 1 out of dozens. And everybody else is looking at a screen and playing video games. And now the connection has really, really been made. I make a big deal out of this with the new medicine. And people, if they want to send in an email, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, they could look up LEAP if they would like. Free foot screenings is something we want podiatry to lead the field. Foot screenings to pick up diabetes tendencies in one regard or another. Numbness, tingling, pain. Many times podiatry is the first physician to be suspicious. So something we'll talk a lot more about. I want to thank everybody for their patience with however this comes out with my friends at BBS Radio, where we lost our first guest from Norway. It's the sports doctor, everybody, and catch you next week. Thank you.